This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, and welcome back to Diversity Bites. I'm the Connection Counselor and the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. Well, we're continuing with my top 10 learnings from over a year or a little bit under a year of delivering Diversity Bites for you on a daily basis. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about a controversial topic and my perspective or learning on it. And there's been some Supreme Court cases coming out and a lot of litigation based on affirmative action, primarily in the school space, universities, but it has a knock-on effect to organizations like law firms and, you know, large companies or small companies as well. Generally, the larger companies are more likely to have affirmative action type or inspired type programs and more robust efforts to increase inclusion, diversity, and equity regardless of the method that they do it. So, you know, you hear a lot about affirmative action, even from people who support diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they talk about the negatives about it from various perspectives. And you hear a lot of people thinking about they want things to be fair. They just want the best person to get the job. And in a vacuum, I totally agree with that 100%. I don't think many people can argue with the fact that the best person, regardless, should get the job. But that's in a vacuum. If you pull back and you look at reality and the way things really work, the best person doesn't always get the job. And that's for various reasons. I'm not going to unpack them all on the episode here, but there are various sort of advantages that come for some people. There's systemic biases that happen that negatively influence some and positively impact others. There's access to networks. There's all sorts of things that can prevent someone who actually would be better at doing the job to be prevented from getting the job or even having a chance to do the job. And once they get in there, they will not be judged the same way. So when I think about affirmative action, it's not so much the learning for me wasn't about whether it's, you know, right or wrong, because we can argue day and night over that. It's more about why do you not want affirmative action, right? Is it because you want things to be fair? Or is it because you want things to continue to be unfair the way they are today? Because what I hear, and I don't know if this is what you hear, is if people just say, I want things to be fair, and then turn a blind eye to how things are extremely unfair to certain people, really you're just arguing for status quo, which is favoring one group of people, generally whites or white males specifically, without any sort of religious or identity things that fall outside of, you know, what would be considered you know, societally normal at this point in our civilization. It prefers them, right? So if you're saying, yes, always, you know, have the best person, affirmative action, but don't change anything that is unfair, then really you're just arguing for things to continue to be unfair. And if you do want affirmative action, you know, is the reason because you want to get back to a level where things even have a chance to get fair. Because even when those people do get in those positions, ones that they deserve, and I would argue often had to work twice as hard and be that much better to even be considered for the position because of those biases against them, once they get in there, they are not treated the same and given the same opportunities. So in that light, affirmative action even seems like a minimum, right? It seems like even with affirmative action, there would be very little chance for equitable treatment. So without it, you know, what chance do people have to be known, to start to know people, to start to make contact with people and change people's minds? Because people's minds don't get changed in a vacuum. They only get changed through interaction with people. That's the only way you have a chance to change people's perspective and biases. So that was my learning on affirmative action. It's not so much whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, but it's what is the perspective of people who are arguing for or against it, specifically the ones who say they're against it. Is it because they really want things to be fair? And if so, are they doing all the other things to make it fair? Or is it because they want to continue things to continue to be unfair, and they're not going to lift a finger to help others who've been treated unfairly, today and for all the time before and into the future? Well, thanks for listening. I'm Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and this is Diversity Bites. This content is informed by my Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. Learn more at connectioncounselor.com. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.